The opening ceremony of the 2002 Winter Olympics is underway in Salt Lake City. President Bush is there to formally open the games before tens of thousands of Chile fans and a worldwide television audience. It's the first time since 1980 that the Winter Olympics have been held in the United States, and it's the largest international sports event since September 11th. Security is extraordinarily tight at the Rice-Eccles Stadium, where the ceremony is being held. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold is in Salt Lake, and she joins us now. Elizabeth, what's going on now?
Right now, they're actually bringing in the tattered flag from Ground Zero. So it's an incredibly emotional moment, a very patriotic moment. And we will have several hours of flags and fireworks and music and emotion. The parade of athletes in uniform, beginning with Greece and ending with the United States. And there will be, Leanne, a never-ending amount of waving from the placard-waving audience to the high mom waving of the athletes. The stadium is now filled. People have paid some $800 for tickets to be there. The ice has been filled already with costumed performers, and the perimeter will soon be filled with athletes. There's unprecedented security, and there will be unabashed patriotism. The ceremony already began with God Bless America, sung by a New York police officer. The flag from Ground Zero will be prominently displayed and is being held up right now against this backdrop of world-class athletes. President Bush, as head of state, will officially open the games as directed by Olympic rules. He has made his entrance to incredible applause, and he'll talk about the Olympic spirit and how the games give the world a chance in the midst of a difficult time to celebrate peace and cooperation. Other than security, Leanne, officials here have been worried about the cold. The theme of the games is lighting the fire within, and that's what people will be trying to do quite literally tonight.
Just as that tattered flag is a very potent symbol, so is the Olympic torch, and it's traveled 13,000 miles to where it's going to be lit, where it's going to ignite that Olympic cauldron. Do you have any idea who's going to get that honor?
I won't say, Leanne. This is my first games, but just like politics, the rule is never to predict. There are many people, though, in the audience who are expecting that the 1980 Miracle on Ice U.S. hockey team, which beat the Soviet Union in a stunning upset, will carry the torch, but there's other speculation as well. The final decision was made by Mitt Romney, the president of the Salt Lake Organizing Committee, and the choice was made back in August. It's still a secret, and it will be the big surprise tonight.
There is news about drugs and some athletes testing positive for drugs. Were any athletes thrown out of the games?
Yes, one Soviet cross-country skier came to Salt Lake City and was sent home, but the long-awaited announcement today by the World Anti-Doping Agency was not earth-shattering. Out of some 1,600 tests conducted over the last year, just seven athletes who wanted to be here at the Games, the Winter Games, will not be here. But the numbers are misleading. You can't really draw any conclusions because testing is so inconsistent sport by sport, nation by nation.
17 days of competition are beginning. The world's been preparing for this for several years. Tell us just a little bit about what it's been like leading up to this moment, the past few days.
Well, at this moment right now, it's quite moving as they raise the American flag. For the last couple of days, it's been sort of like swimming in a sea of ski jackets, Leanne, and camouflage, with four military personnel and three media people for every one athlete. It's quite the scene here. Everybody from the athletes to the parking lot attendants has a uniform head to toe. The BBC's in fluorescent orange, and Japanese TV is in purple and yellow, and even the World Anti-Doping Agency has an outfit. Everybody's waiting for the events to begin tomorrow, and there's a lot of pent-up anticipation.
Elizabeth, thanks.
Thank you.
NPR's Elizabeth Arnold speaking with us from Salt Lake City.